The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Scout Life. Last week, on the January 22nd episode, I left you in suspense about a story that involved scouts building igloos and ice capes. This took place in Mount Rainier in Seattle, Washington, and they had talked about what to build, how to build, and actually sleeping in the snow. I hope you can catch up with that on last week's episode. Now on with our story. Leave no trace. After a night under the snow and ice, the troops emerged, ate breakfast, and headed to a nearby visitor center, where a guide led everyone on a short snowshoe hike through the forest. It's important to know how to use snowshoes properly, Chedvin says. They distribute your weight so you won't sink in the snow. Before packing up and heading home, the scouts knocked down their igloos and snow caves to return the area to its natural state. That was fun, jumping on the igloo, Ewan said. I broke my igloo first so I could run over and help tear down someone else's igloo too. Be a leader. Everyone took on a role at the igloo campout. It was a great exercise in working together and learning to lead. Joseph had attended multiple igloo campouts, but this one was different. I was a patrol leader, he says. Instead of relying on my patrol leader, I helped others. It's fun to teach scouts new skills. Learning skills grows your confidence not only for the next winter outing, but also for new adventures, and that multiplies the fun. My favorite part is watching the scouts smile and enjoy themselves, Zhao Ming says. It just warms up my day. Build it right. A properly constructed igloo with 8-inch thick walls can provide more insulation than some four-season tents. To make sure you stay cozy inside, follow these tips. Allow plenty of time to make the blocks and put them together. Troop 254 used 20 to 25 blocks per igloo. Keep in mind that some blocks might break during the construction. Bring sunglasses and sunscreen. You can still get sunburned in winter, especially when you're out in the elements for hours. As you build, some people should be inside the igloo to help hold it up. They can also carve out the entrance after the dome is complete. Remember to poke ventilation holes in the igloo for fresh air. Place sticks around the entrance so you can find it in the dark. Change into dry clothes before you go to bed and stay warm overnight. Snow safety. Be aware that igloos or snow shelters can collapse. Use the buddy system when you build one, with one of you on the outside to rescue the other in case of a collapse. Remember to take breaks during construction so you can stay focused and energized. Keep your shelter modest in size so if it does cave, it'll be easier to dig out. For example, 6 feet tall is a good height for a quinzie, which is a simple shelter made from a pile of snow. A proper build also keeps your igloo sturdy, but it's a good idea to keep a shovel inside with you just in case. Colder temperatures help your structure stay solid. Bring a four-season tent as a backup, and remember to watch the weather for heavy snow. Scouting around. Learn to lead. Scouting prepares you to be a leader, not only in your unit, but also in your community, nation, and world. And Scouting America has plenty of courses to help. Introduction to Leadership Skills for Troops. ILST helps Scouts BSA members understand leadership roles and teaches the skills needed to fill them. Completing the course is necessary to participate in more advanced leadership courses. There's also Introduction to Leadership Skills for Crews, for Venturers, and Introduction to Leadership Skills for Ships, or Sea Scouts, for Sea Scouts. Crew Officers Orientation. This annual training is designed for venturers to learn their responsibility as crew officers. Den Chief Training. This training prepares Scout BSA members, venturers, and Sea Scouts to help Cub Scout dens and adult den leaders. National Youth Leadership Training. NYLT provides Scout BSA members, venturers, and Sea Scouts with the leadership skills and experience they can use in their units. National Advanced Youth Leadership Experience, NAYLE, focuses on leadership, teamwork, and service using skills learned from NYLT. Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico and the Summer Betchel Reserve in West Virginia offer NAYLE courses. NYLT Leadership Academy. The Leadership Academy trains youth to be presenters, evaluators, and leaders of their council's NYLT courses. These one-week courses help with problem-solving and public speaking skills. Lodge Leadership Development. The LLD is for Order of the Arrow members, providing them the skills to run a successful lodge program. Arrowmen also have other leadership opportunities, such as the National Leadership Seminar. For more information on these training courses, visit goscoutlife.org/leadership. Gliding over the snow. Traveling across snow might mean strapping on snowshoes to trudge across powder or slipping on crampons on your boots for traction on an icy field. Or you might grab cross-country skis and poles to slide across trails and hills. Cross-country skiing can be tiring. It's not like you can always rely on gravity to get you going as you can with downhill skiing. But it's a fun, fast way to cover a lot of ground. To start, slide one ski forward along with the opposite arm, then move the other ski and arm forward, sort of like how you walk or run. Use your ski poles to gain extra power. You don't have to stay on flat ground. Using your ski poles and short, quick strides, shuffle your way uphill and then slide down small slopes. Ski poles also help you with balance, speed, and power. If you're skiing in the backcountry, you will likely need to focus more on stamina than speed. Take it slow. The trail might not be well packed. As with any outdoor adventure, stay within your skill level and follow the safety rules. Racing in the Peralta Cup. Cub Scouts in the Golden Gate Area Council get a little help with their cool ideas for Pinewood Derby cars, a wood shop. For 25 years, Cub Scouts, siblings, and parents and guardians have participated in the Peralta Cup, an Alameda Area District event that attracts about 100 racers each year. Before the race, adult leaders, older scouts, and parents helped many of the Cub Scouts build their cars in Montera Middle School's wood shop in Oakland, California, where the cars are designed by the Cub Scouts and then cut into shape and drilled for weights. On race day, a flag ceremony is led by the Wicomnayan Village Yerba Buena Lodge Order of the Arrow around a vintage sports car that's on display with all of the trophies that racers can win. Older scouts, venturers, and Sea Scouts help with the festivities, which include at least 6 races per car in 10 different classes, plus lots of food. After the race, the trophies are engraved with the winners' names and the Peralta Cup, Peralta Team Cup, and Peralta Regional Race Trophies are displayed at the local scout shop engraved with the winning pack's information for all three pack trophies. The next race will take place February 28th. For more information, visit PeraltaCup.com with your parent or guardian's permission. Curling without ice. Troop 28 of Glencoe, Illinois, plays the winter sport of curling a little differently. Instead of a large sheet of ice, regulation brooms, and 42-pound polished granite stones, all they need is a slippery tablecloth and several plastic plates. After reviewing the official rules at a scout meeting, the scouts slid the plates along the tablecloth on the ground. Some scouts got a little too excited, and the plates would fly up into the air and not stay on the track, says Life Scout Rowan Bell, 14. We laughed a lot that night. The scouts used their imagination to create a new way of playing a game, and you can too. Your game might be individually competitive, or it might encourage teamwork. It could be fast-paced, or it could be slow, but the most important thing is to just have fun. Communication. Sign your name. People communicate in lots of different ways: talking, texting, gesturing, facial expressions, and so much more. Those who are deaf or hard of hearing can communicate using sign language, which mainly involves hand movement. More than 500,000 people use American Sign Language, ASL, as their main language. You can learn ASL by studying the specific hand gestures or shapes. For instance, here's how to say, "My name is." My, touch your chest with the palm of your hand. Name, extend your index and middle fingers on both hands while the other three digits are curled in. Place two fingers over the other two fingers in an X shape and tap twice. Your name, fingerspell your name using the ASL alphabet. Some ideas for your next merit badge. Digital technology. Today's computers and smartphones are the modern-day result of the work of many investors, mathematicians, and philosophers during several centuries. In the early 1600s, William Ottred invented the slide rule, a device that uses logarithms to simplify the task of multiplying and dividing. It was widely used until calculators became common. In 1804, a Frenchman named Joseph Marie Jacquard invented an automatic weaving machine controlled by instructions coded on punch cards. It's widely considered to be the first computer. In 1977, two young men, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, released the Apple II, one of the first highly successful personal computers. The 1990s saw the expansion of the Internet, a public worldwide computer system. In 2007, Apple Inc. released the first iPhone, a telephone that could access the Internet and do many of the tasks previously associated with a personal computer. Artificial intelligence, the Turing test. Though it was developed more than 75 years ago, the Turing test is still one of the most well-known ways to evaluate how close artificial intelligence can come to thinking like a human. Named after British mathematician and computer scientist Alan Turing, the test consists of three elements in separate rooms: one human, one machine, and one human interrogator who attempts to tell the two apart. The interrogator asks a series of questions to both the machine and the other human, not knowing which is which. Based solely on the answers received, the interrogators must decide which of the other players is human and which is AI. If the interrogator can't tell which player is which, then the computer is declared the winner. Cybersecurity. manage your online footprint. Every time you play an online video game, use a digital map, or post something to social media, or even send an email, you leave behind a digital footprint. If you aren't careful, your data can end up in the wrong hands. A data broker is a company that collects people's personal information, then sells it to other companies. Once your data is out there, it's really hard to get back. Keeping data secure is one of the biggest challenges facing businesses today. Hackers will try to find sensitive information, such as your social security number, bank account, details, and web passwords. You can protect your digital footprint by checking the privacy settings on your social media profiles, watching out for suspicious messages, and using strong passwords. And always assume that whatever you post online is going to exist forever, even if you delete it later. They have a picture showing an example of how somebody would unknowingly give out information. It's a young person texting, where they're just asking him simple questions such as his name, how old he is, and where he lives. And that's enough information for somebody to do something you don't want with your information. True stories of scouts in action. They saved their dad from a fire. Cadence Church, 15, and her brother, Lyric, 14, and their dad were loading their all-terrain vehicles, ATVs, onto a trailer after a day of riding in Fayette Springs, Utah, when they heard their dad yell. Mr. Church's jacket had traces of gasoline from a spill earlier that day, and a spark from an ATV engine ignited it. Acting quickly, Cadence and Lyric pushed their dad to the ground and began scooping snow and sand onto the fire until it was out. The pair saw that their dad had suffered severe burns and needed immediate medical attention. Cadence called their mom, who met them in the emergency room of a nearby hospital. Mr. Church sustained second and third degree burns, but Cadence and Lyric's fast action saved their dad. Star Scout Cadence Lynn Church and Scout Nathan Lyric Church, both members of Troop 2020, chartered at Cornered Citizens of Salina in Salina, Utah, each received a Heroism Award for their actions. He saved his dad after a bike accident. Jack Dillner, 14, and his dad were riding their electric bikes in Tinley Park, Illinois, when Jack heard a noise and looked back to see his dad unconscious on the ground. Jack lifted the bike off his dad and checked for injuries. His dad's pulse was low, so Jack began CPR until his dad responded. Jack then called 911 and gave the dispatcher their location. When his dad got up, Jack helped him to the bench and told him not to move. Police and paramedics soon arrived, and Jack gave them the accident details. Mr. Dillner broke both wrists and had other minor injuries, but later recovered. Life Scout Jack Dillner, a member of Troop 237, chartered to Frankfort Square Park District in Frankfort, Illinois, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. He helped his dad during a medical emergency. Sebastian Jauregui, 9, was staying at his dad's apartment in Redondo Beach, California, when his dad began to feel ill and started throwing up. Sensing that something could be seriously wrong, Sebastian decided to monitor his dad throughout the evening. When his dad became delirious, Sebastian called his mom, who heard the man's incoherent shouts in the background. Sebastian's mom called 911 and rushed to the apartment. Sebastian listed his dad's symptoms to the mom and to paramedics when they arrived. Mr. Drugui was treated for hyperammonemia, a condition that can have life-threatening consequences if left untreated. Weeblo Scout Sebastian Drugui, a member of PAC 785, chartered to St. Catherine Labore School in Torrance, California, received a National Certificate of Merit for his actions. Rise and shine. Start your day the right way. Here's how. Eat a healthy breakfast. Avoid sugary cereals full of empty calories. Instead, opt for protein and whole grains like beans, eggs, peanut butter, whole grain, oatmeal, and whole grain bread, which will provide plenty of energy throughout the day. Sleep well. Getting a good night's sleep, that means 8 to 10 hours, ensures you won't feel draggy during the day. Don't hit snooze. Try to get up early enough that you won't feel rushed and take plenty of time to prepare for your day. Get your blood flowing. Some simple morning exercises can help boost your endurance for the day. Push-ups, crunches, or stretches will do the trick. Now we're going to hear some funny captions. There's a picture of a blue and orange kingfisher bird, and it's got several small fish in its mouth. And it's sitting on top of a sign that says, "No fishing." So what did some people say about this picture? "Rules don't apply to royalty. I'm the kingfisher." "Crime tastes delicious." "Relax. I'm just doing catch and release, eventually." "I wish I went to Kid Bird Garden so I could read this." "Are those sirens? I hear sirens. Weird." "I didn't go fishing. I went catching." "Gulp, you'll never prove anything." "No fishing. Good thing we birds can't read. Oh, wait. Quick, eat the evidence." And now for some jokes submitted by readers. "Why don't you eat chili in the wintertime?" "Because it would make you colder." Christian W. of Victoria, Kansas. "Why did the mother cat move her kittens away from the park?" "She didn't want to be caught littering." "What does the gingerbread man put on his bed?" "Cookie sheets." By Kern M., Virginia Beach, Virginia. Forgot to mention that the cat joke was from Mariano A. in Lincoln, Nebraska. "What did the moon say to the sun when they broke up?" "I think I need some space." Trent S. in Plano, Texas. "What's the cutest vegetable?" "A cutecumber." Trip G., Virginia Beach, Virginia. "Why don't football players ever get hot?" "Because of all the fans." Beckett C. of Hoover, Alabama. "What did the boxer do at the library?" "Hit the books." Brandon G. of Bremerton, Washington. "On what side did the egg lie on the beach?" "Sunny side up." Zane W. of Clifton, Virginia. "What's a horse's favorite type of shoe?" "High clops." Eli F., Carrollton, Texas. "What did the top hat say to the bow tie?" "Fancy meeting you here." Max N. of Arleta, California. "What did the MC say to the shark who was getting ready to go on stage?" "Break a fin." By Farid E. of Clifton, Virginia. "What did the computer program use to open the lock?" "A keyboard." By Perrin A.C. G. of Fremont, California. "How did the tooth fairy get to the North Pole?" "On the Molar Express." By Kit C. of Layton, Utah. "Why was the scout always complaining about her sore feet after a hike?" "Because she was a tenderfoot." Ruby of Santa Rosa, California. Did you hear the one about the flying cows? It was a complete and utter lie. By Colby of Las Vegas, Nevada. Knock, knock. Who's there? Cash. Cash who? No thanks, but I'll have a peanut. Brody B. of Mazeppa, Minnesota. Why is it so easy for an adult scouter to get married? Because they know how to tie a knot. Ryan G. of Milton, Georgia. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. Goodoo B. in Austin, Texas. What animals are best at bowling? Alley cats. By Tyson B. in Miriam, Kansas. A waiter gives a gentleman a cup of coffee. The gentleman takes a sip and spits it out. He turns to the waiter and says, "Waiter, this coffee tastes like mud." The waiter, looking surprised, turns to the gentleman and says, "But sir, it's fresh ground." Aaron W., Groton, New York. How did the telephone propose to his girlfriend? He gave her a ring. Red Sea of Layton, Utah. And here's a letter to Airy on the Prairie about the jokes. I love reading Scout Life jokes in every magazine. I've been doing it since I was a Cub Scout. It's the first page I turn to when I receive it in the mail. They always make me laugh. Keep up the great work, and I would like to thank you for brightening my day. DK, Hockessin, Delaware. You go straight for the jokes page? I do the same thing. Sometimes they get me laughing so hard, the boss tells me I am being a distraction to my team members. Be sure to check out this season's beautifully funny jokes at go.scoutlife.org. Until next time, I hope they give you a good cackle, or should I say, cackle. I hope you enjoyed the jokes just as much as that reader. I have to say, the picture of the kingfisher with the fish in his mouth sitting on the no fishing sign, my favorite caption was, "I wasn't fishing, I was catching." So, we've run out of time for today's episode of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.